Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe an Old Friend You've Reconnected With. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics about relationships and personal experiences. One such topic that frequently appears is describing an old friend you've lost touch with and reconnected with. This article will guide you through answering questions related to this topic, providing sample answers and tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, let's analyze why this topic is important and how it might appear in your IELTS speaking test. Examiners often use this topic to assess your ability to describe people and relationships, talk about past experiences and changes over time, express emotions and personal reflections, use a range of vocabulary related to friendships and communication. This topic is likely to appear in part 2, long-term, of the speaking test, but related questions may also come up in parts 1 and 3. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In part 1, you might encounter questions related to friendships and communication. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you usually keep in touch with your friends? Band 6-7 answer. I usually keep in touch with my friends through social media and messaging apps. We chat online and sometimes make video calls to catch up. Band 8-9 answer. I employ a variety of methods to maintain contact with my friends. While social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram are convenient for quick updates, I prefer more personal forms of communication. I often arrange video calls or send voice messages to have more meaningful conversations. For close friends, I make an effort to meet up in person regularly, as I believe face-to-face interaction is irreplaceable. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe an old friend you have lost touch with and got in contact with again. You should say who this person is, how you lost touch, how you got back in contact, and explain how you felt about getting back in touch with this person. Sample answer band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my old school friend, Sarah, whom I recently reconnected with after nearly a decade of losing touch. Sarah and I were inseparable during our high school years, sharing countless memorable experiences and supporting each other through the ups and downs of adolescence. We drifted apart after graduation when we moved to different cities for university. Initially, we made efforts to stay in contact, but as our lives became busier with new friends, studies, and experiences, our communication gradually dwindled. Before we knew it, years had passed without any substantial interaction. The serendipitous reconnection happened through a mutual friend's social media post. I spotted Sarah in a photo and felt an immediate urge to reach out. I sent her a private message, reminiscing about our shared memories and expressing my desire to catch up. To my delight, she responded enthusiastically, and we arranged a video call. When we finally spoke, it felt as if no time had passed at all. We picked up right where we left off, laughing about old times and sharing stories of our lives over the past decade. The experience was incredibly heartwarming and nostalgic. I felt a mix of emotions: joy at rekindling our friendship, a tinge of regret for the lost years, and excitement about the possibility of rebuilding our connection. This experience made me realize the enduring nature of true friendships and the importance of nurturing these relationships despite the challenges of time and distance. It was a poignant reminder that some bonds can withstand the test of time and be revived with genuine effort and care. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think it's common for people to lose touch with old friends? How has technology changed the way people maintain friendships? Sample answer band 9. It's increasingly common for people to lose touch with old friends in our fast-paced mobile society. As individuals pursue diverse life paths, moving for education or career opportunities, maintaining all friendships becomes challenging. However, technology has revolutionized how we approach these relationships. Social media platforms and instant messaging apps have made it easier than ever to stay connected across vast distances. These tools allow for real-time communication and sharing of life events, helping friends feel involved in each other's lives despite physical separation. Moreover, video calling technology has bridged the gap between distant friends, providing a more personal interaction that was previously impossible without travel. Yet, while technology facilitates connection, it also presents challenges. The ease of superficial interaction can sometimes replace deeper, more meaningful communication. There's a risk of maintaining a facade of closeness without genuine engagement. Therefore, it's crucial to use technology mindfully, balancing convenience with intentional efforts to maintain authentic connections. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to friendships and relationships. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think friendships change as people get older? Band 6-7 answer. I think friendships change a lot as people get older. We have less time for friends because of work and family responsibilities, but the friendships we keep become stronger and more meaningful. Band 8-9 answer. The evolution of friendships with age is a complex phenomenon. As individuals progress through different life stages, their priorities and circumstances inevitably shift, impacting the nature of their friendships. In my opinion, there are several key changes. Firstly, the quantity of friendships often decreases, but the quality deepens. People tend to cultivate a smaller circle of close friends rather than maintaining a large network of acquaintances. These relationships become more profound and enduring based on shared experiences and mutual understanding. Secondly, the basis of friendships often shifts from convenience or shared activities to more fundamental compatibility in values and life outlook. This transition leads to more meaningful and supportive relationships that can withstand the test of time and distance. Lastly, there's often a greater appreciation for long-standing friendships. The shared history and understanding that comes with years of friendship become increasingly valuable, leading to efforts to rekindle and maintain these connections despite life's challenges. While these changes can be bittersweet, they generally result in more fulfilling and resilient friendships that contribute significantly to one's overall well-being and sense of belonging. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, use a range of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples related to the topic. Rekindle, verb, kindle, to revive or renew a relationship. Example, we managed to rekindle our friendship after years apart. Drift apart, phrasal verb, to gradually become less close to someone. Example, we drifted apart after moving to different cities. Serendipitous adjectives, occurring by chance in a happy or beneficial way. Example, our reunion was a serendipitous event that brightened my year. Nostalgic, adjective, feeling or inspiring a wistful affection for the past. Example, talking to my old friend made me feel nostalgic about our school days. Enduring, adjective, enduring, lasting over a period of time, durable. Example, true friendships are enduring, surviving the test of time and distance. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like reconnecting with old friends, consider the following tips. Use personal experiences. Relate your answers to real-life situations to make them more authentic and engaging. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with explanations and examples. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to relationships and communication. Practice fluency. Aim to speak smoothly without long pauses. Regular practice can help improve your fluency. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze situations and express personal opinions, especially in Part 3. Be coherent. Ensure your ideas flow logically from one to another using appropriate linking words and phrases. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you can improve your performance in the IELTS speaking test and increase your chances of achieving a high band score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.